I'm Mitch Wertlieb with VPR News. The Scott administration has identified the first 225,000 Vermonters to receive a COVID-19 vaccination. Speaking to lawmakers, Health Commissioner Dr. Mark Levine says the top priority group is people 75 and older and frontline healthcare workers. The second group is people 70 and older, and the third group is people 65 and older. This represents roughly 125,000 Vermonters. Levine says the decision is based on a policy of keeping Vermonters alive.
The majority of deaths from COVID in our state occur in people over age 65. So that data has informed us tremendously about our approach to the virus.
Levine says the next priority group will be people with serious chronic conditions under the age of 65. The commissioner says there are roughly 100,000 people in that group. And the latest with the coronavirus numbers in Vermont, the health department reported 118 new cases of COVID-19 on Wednesday. 48 people are currently in the hospital with the disease, including 8 people in intensive care. And the U.S. House voted on Wednesday to impeach President Trump. Vermont Congressman Peter Welch joined the members of his party and 10 Republicans in supporting the motion and urging his colleagues to join him.
If we want unity, we must have accountability. So the question before this Congress, will Congress condone through acquiescence or condemn through impeachment Donald Trump's violent acts to overturn the election?
Gentlemen, time has expired. Gentlemen.
The impeachment resolution now goes to the Senate, where its future is uncertain. A Vermont State Police trooper has resigned amid an investigation into social media posts that appear to support the insurrection in Washington, D.C. last week. VPR's Liam Elder Connors has more.
Public Safety Commissioner Michael Sherling, in a written statement, said that Sergeant Lucas Hall's, quote, unconditional resignation was accepted Tuesday night. Hall was suspended last week without pay after state police received reports that Hall wrote social media posts that appear to support the riot at the U.S. Capitol and advocated for the insurgency to continue. Hall quit before the end of the probe into the alleged posts, but Sherling said the investigation will be sent to the Vermont Criminal Justice Training Council. That group will consider possible sanctions, including taking away Hall's law enforcement certification. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.
Eye on the sky for today. Cloudy, a few spotty flurries, a sprinkle or drizzle, more likely over higher terrain. Highs in the 30s, a few warm spots south near 40 degrees today. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.